Hey, welcome back to The Intersection. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. Thanks for spending time with us, and I hope you're having a great Sunday. Our next song is one that is so relatable for anyone serving in the military and their families. The serviceman or woman often deals with the anxiety, the stress, and the worry that comes with being deployed. You say goodbye, and then you're gone for months and pray that you return home safely. This is such a great sacrifice by their families as well. And all of us here at The Intersection Radio want to say thank you to these service members and their families. You sacrifice so much for us, and we want you to know that we do not take this for granted. So may God bless and protect all of you. And in this song, one can imagine a military father reassuring his son with these words. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay. I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right here. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. This is such a great song. It's Luke Combs with Even Though I'm Leaving on The Intersection.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me, and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me, and you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going.
I had a chance to talk with Chris Young about a song that was very personal to him. It was inspired by a friend who passed away due to injuries he sustained in a car wreck. And Chris wanted to put the emotions he experienced from the death into a song as a tribute to his friend. And he'd heard how grief and loss can often hit a person in waves. That image stuck in his mind. Missing his friend felt like a giant wave crushing down on him. Listen as Chris talks about his song, Drowning.
We are joined by country music singer, songwriter Chris Young through the amazing power of that worldwide interweb. And he is here with us on The Intersection on New Country 101.5. Chris, let me take you back to June 6th, 2019. I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, but you were on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry and you were debuting your song, Drowning. And you get all choked up. You're not able to finish the song, yet the crowd gives you a standing ovation. Tell us more about that moment.
Yeah, pretty wild. You know, I've never really had a song before, even when it really touched me, that I was unable to finish on stage. That's the only time that's ever happened. And, you know, I was kind of quick to tell everybody, I was like, you know, this is not going to be a regular thing. Like, every time I play this isn't going to happen. But something just hit me that night. And, I wrote that song with two of my really good friends about a buddy of mine. We all kind of had someone in mind when we were writing that song. But specifically for me, a friend of mine, Adam, who had passed away in a car accident unexpectedly. Never got to say goodbye to him. Never really had that moment of telling him everything I wanted to say to him outside of the time we spent together. He was one of my best friends. So it just kind of all came forward in one moment that night on stage. And I lost it a little bit. And I was like, you know what? He's probably looking down at me laughing right now. But it became like a really cool moment. And obviously that song, for where it got on the chart, is I just found out that went gold, actually, as a single. And it's just gotten so much love from people that have resonated with that, and it means the world to me.
Yeah, and I know the song is personal for you, but I gotta tell you, it gives all of us that listen to it that emotional gut punch, as we can relate to our friends or our family members who are no longer with us. Did you know when you recorded the song it was going to have such an emotional impact on the listeners?
I mean, I hoped it would. I think maybe that's why we picked that as a single, is because it had that emotional impact when people listened to it. And, you know, sometimes music makes you want to get up and dance. Sometimes it makes you introspective. Sometimes it makes you smile and laugh. And this is one of those that just is a really, really serious subject. But, you know, a lot of people, and it's a testament to it. If people haven't seen the video, they should go check that out, because we shot that. All of those people are real people that are holding up photos of their loved ones that they lost and wanted to be a part of that video. So it's some that's very different all the way around with how we kind of treated this song.
Yeah, that's a powerful video too. We're going to post that on our Facebook page. Just search for The Intersection Radio. And something special about that video, Chris, this was your directorial debut.
Yeah, and I got to give all the love in the world to a guy that's on the road with me. He shot a couple of my videos now. His name is Jeff Johnson. He has worked with a lot of other people in the genre, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, and he's in my camp now and does a lot of my live video stuff, but he's also a really talented director, and I had a vision for this, and he let me be a part of that behind the camera work, so that was very cool.
Well, it's a great song. I love the line, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning. And that's the way that grief hits you sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, and I know I'm giving a lot of shout-outs, but all the respect in the world to a guy that I have co-produced a lot of my records with and write with a lot, Corey Crowder. He, myself, and our buddy Josh Hogue wrote that song, but that title and that idea was something that Corey had when we got the room that day, and I'm very, very glad that he saved that one for me, because just a beautiful concept, and it is how, you know, grief hits you. It can kind of hit you out of nowhere, and it's not something that happens and then goes away. It's something that is going to stay with you sometimes for a long time, and just being able to get through that and that those waves of emotion that happen, I think is something that was a really cool part of that lyric.
And a special treat for our listeners, we are going to post a link to your CMT Crossroads where you sing Drowning with Gavin DeGraw. Great, great performance of that song there too.
And here is Chris Young on The Intersection.
Still got your number in my phone, and even though you don't know or listen, I still call and wait till the tone, just to hear you say leave a message. Since you've been gone, I've had to find different ways to grieve. There's days that I don't even want it on my mind,
But tonight I'm weak, so I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them, laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning. I know you're in a better place, and one day I'll see you again. But it's killing me, we can't be face to face. I miss my best friend, so tonight I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them, laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning. Yeah, tonight I'm drowning. I know it's a part of life, but I wasn't ready to say goodbye. So tonight I'm gonna pull out pictures, ones with you in them, laugh and cry a little while reminiscing by myself. I can't help that all I think about is how you were taken way too soon. It ain't the same here without you. I gotta say, missing you comes in waves, and tonight I'm drowning. Tonight I'm drowning.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the Intersection Radio. And as we mentioned throughout the show, we'd love to hear from you. So if you have a song request or a dedication or want to share a positive story, just give us a buzz on our toll-free line. That phone number is 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for The Intersection Radio. As you can tell, we are a faith-based show. And if you have questions about your faith, or if you're going through a difficult time, we encourage you to please reach out to your minister or to your pastoral care team. And if you need a recommendation for someone in your area, just let us know. Special thanks to our executive producers, Adam Work, Brooke Junker, and Kevin Steele. We couldn't do the show without you guys, so thank you all very much. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. God bless and be safe.